AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A showdown on the campus of UCLA this morning as police moved in to dismantle the tents that had been set up, arresting some students who refused to leave. ABC's Trevor Ault, there as it happened.
This entrance basically has been ripped open. We're seeing definitely some skirmishes over here at the edge. There's been some protesters who we've already seen who have been zip-tied.
That's the sound of flash bangs behind him, not gunshots. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal for a ceasefire with Israel that the United States and other mediators hope will avert an Israeli attack on the Gaza town of Rafah. Donald Trump facing the prospect of additional sanctions in his hush money trial as he returns to court for another contempt hearing today. Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Investigators say the 14-year-old had tried to get inside but was stopped by the school's security system. It's under investigation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School is canceled in Mount Horeb, where a would-be school shooter put the community on high alert Wednesday. Gunshots prompted local schools to lock down for several hours. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
We currently believe that there is no ongoing threat to public safety. But again, this is an ongoing investigation, and we will update the public if any additional threat to safety is discovered.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning online shoppers about scams. DATCAP recommends making sure everything's in order before entering personal information on any website. DATCAP says you should pay close attention to typos or other irregularities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison City crew has had a mess on their hands this week, cleaning up a sewer overflow on the north side. It started with a call about standing water at the Mendota Mental Health Institute Tuesday morning. The engineering division determined it was wastewater from a city-owned force main sewer that needed fixing. Channel 3 reports city crews and the sewerage district controlled the wastewater while Capital Underground finished the repair. So Madison City leaders want University of Wisconsin Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin to let protesters bring back their encampment on Library Mall if students and supporters are peaceful. Alders Juliana Bennett, Marsha Rummel, and Nasra Wahili are offering a resolution asking Mnuchin to allow the encampment, quote, in the spirit of the Wisconsin idea. As of last night, Mayor Saati Rhodes Conway had not had a chance to look at the resolution. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks in Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in Indy for Game 6 in their best-of-seven series. Milwaukee down 3-2 to the Pacers. Giannis and Damian Lillard, again listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Baseball. The Brewers' Willie Adames hit 2 home runs against his former team, the Tampa Bay Rays. One in the third, another in the seventh inning. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports.
Adames, center field, Rosarena back again, and it's over his head and gone again! A 2-homer game for Willie Adames.
The Brewers went on to win 7-1 to win the series. Manager Pat Murphy serving a 2-game suspension following Tuesday night's contest, so his assistant, Ricky Weeks, took over.
How soon in the day did you find out you were going to be managing this one?
About 20 minutes before the game. It's okay.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today 64, thunderstorms 55 tonight, tomorrow. Few sprinkles in the morning, then clearing, warmer, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin rapper Matt Harper, who will perform in studio, and then comedian, comedy teacher, and screenwriter Rich Williams joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
One of the biggest stories right now is the nationwide pro-Palestinian student protests around college campuses in the United States in what's being called perhaps the most significant student movement since the anti-Vietnam campus protests of the late 1960s. They're even bigger than the protests when I was in college in the 80s when students held rallies declaring, I want my MTV, and is this how you spell it, apartheid?
Aw, all of us olds. Trying to understand what's happening. Here's one thing I do know is happening, and that is Republicans remain bastard people. Okay. Can you believe this? Breaking, in efforts to prevent President Biden from getting a political win, Republicans are cutting funding to President Biden's cancer moonshot program to end cancer. Republicans are fully exposing their awfulness today. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so let me get this straight. They are pro puppy cancer. Shooting.
And pro cancer.
Pro cancer, pro puppy shooting, yep. Pro rapist. Yep. Okay, got it. Okay, great. Doctor,
if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Save that tweet for you, Dr. Doom. Good morning.
A lot of doominess out there,
yeah.
My dear.
Yeah. I mean, if you think there is one thing that unites us, it is fighting cancer that touches all of us on all sides of the aisle. The fact that just to hurt Biden, they're trying to block the cancer moonshot program. What do you say to that?
Unthinkable. It's horrendous. Of all the things in this entire universe that should be apartisan, nonpartisan, bipartisan, every partisan, it's curing freaking cancer. You don't even know what to say about it. It is the lowest of the low, although there's many low lows. So this is up there at the lows, so to speak. It's just awful.
So, Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, we're one of the epicenters here out at UCLA in these campus protests. You're at Columbia. You're on the board of Columbia, correct?
No, I'm on faculty.
On faculty, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you wrote a letter to the New York Times. You said campus protests, some involving violence, are not new. Columbia was one of the centers of student activism during the Vietnam War, peaking in 1968 when protesters seized several university buildings. But the worst moment was May 4, 1970, when Ohio's National Guard troops killed four unarmed student anti-war protesters at Kent State University. you know, it was a thoughtful piece, Doc, and you said what's needed now is smart, sensitive leadership that understands the dynamics of the intense and dangerous turmoil that is roiling campuses across the country. Universities must create clear guardrails with respect to what's permissible and what won't be tolerated in terms of action, speech, and public messages among students, faculty, and staff. Clear intimations of anti-Semitism, racism of any kind, violence, or the threat of violence can't be tolerated, full stop. Violators of these guidelines need to be dealt with immediately and definitively. How do we deal with the problem of outside agitators? Because I feel like while that concept might not be new, we are in an election year, and we are in, you know, as you know, there are forces mostly that want to get Donald Trump back in office and want to hurt Joe Biden any way they can that are involved in this. So what is your take on all that, Doc?
Well, this is a very different situation than the Vietnam protests. I was an intern at Columbia in 1969 and 70 when the National Guard in Ohio, like I said in that letter, killed four unarmed students. But the protests were about, and they were against, a very terrible American foreign policy where we went after Vietnam as part of this crazy domino theory, fearing that it would fall to communism, et cetera. We were protesting the government's policy. What's happening now is almost like a civil war on campuses. Irresolvable differences between activists on two sides. And I think this requires a certain level of smart thinking about, well, what is the limits here? We cannot, you know, there's a couple of problems with how this was handled. And one of the things I said in that letter was, you know, you cannot be a president of the university in this day and age if you can't do crisis management. Yeah. It used to be if you had the right academic credentials, you could get that kind of job. No more, and no more going forward either. This is going to be a matter of very strong leadership. People know how to handle crises. The problem now is, how do you reconcile these opposing views, both of which have some legitimacy, until they step into a zone that should be forbidden? And that has to do with anti-Muslim feelings, anti-Jewish feelings, you know, the presence of anti-Semitism mixed in with the concerns about the Palestinian people is dangerous.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, in terms of the outside agitators, I spent several hours on the campus at the quad where the tents were on Monday. And, you know, it was incredible. And some of the slogans and the chanting was about divest, stop investing in Israeli companies.
Right.
We don't like their policy. That's perfectly fine. But some of the other slogans really, really were not okay. They were like existential threats to Israel as a country and to Jews. And that was horrendous to hear that, I must say.
Yeah, and on the other side, out here at UCLA, we had outside agitators that were pro-Israel, but they weren't UCLA students. One of them was caught on tape saying to the pro-Palestinian protester, "I hope you get raped. I hope." So then that rocketed all over social media. That look how awful these pro-Israel people are, and it's just this cycle just keeps escalating, and
it does, Stephanie. You know, I don't really see what the end game is. I'm sure something's going to happen and some strategy is going to develop. But right now we have nothing but really deep problems in university communities. And by the way, the fact that it's spread all over the country is extraordinary, actually.
Well, and my fear is that, you know, it ends up elevating Trump, who is, make no mistake, anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim. You know, enact a Muslim ban on day one, says Nazis are very fine people.
He's homophobic, and he hates people with disabilities, and he hates women. You know, what is there anything left? Is there somebody that fits into, other than, I guess, the MAGA crowd, mostly fits into his acceptable family of friends and supporters? But I'm telling you, this is... he cannot be allowed to win the presidency.
Well, I mean, he's calling them the Biden protests on campus, like, you know, and so it's, this is what I'm afraid of. And I was just, like I was saying, they hate anything that will hurt Biden. They're going to say, no, we're not going to help cure cancer because we hate Biden so much. I mean, it's,
Yeah.
This one, Trump advisor Jason Miller says Trump wants to let states monitor women's pregnancies so they can know if they've gotten an abortion. This would be Jason Miller who slipped an abortion pill in his mistress's smoothie, just if you want to review who that guy is. Mm-hmm. I mean, the hypocrisy is off the charts, but it's just, you know, as we're all trying to, Alpha Wolf tweeted, monitor women's pregnancies. Let that sink in. I mean, I, as a doctor, I can't even imagine what you think of the government, you know, not you, monitoring a woman's pregnancy.
No, it's an extraordinary, and the thing that's so interesting about it, besides it being an extraordinary thing to say, is the fact that they think it's okay to go there, to even, you know, I don't know, you can't know what people are thinking, but you can know what they're saying, and to be able to feel comfortable in our country saying crap like that.
Yeah,
is so far beyond the pale. It's you can't even describe it, Seth. It's deeply upsetting, chilling, in fact.
Yeah, Randy Mayhem Singer. One more, women for the 15th time. Don't vote for the guy who wants your state to monitor your periods. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I do not recognize my dad or anybody else's small government party. Do you?
So far gone, so long ago. That's like a. It's like a historical reality that no longer exists and no remnants of it exist. Because the people that were legitimate Republicans having a particular perspective on our government, on our society, loved democracy. They loved the United States. They respected people. The idea of your father or so many other leaders of the Republican Party of old hearing this, even witnessing what's happened to their party would be unbelievable to them.
Yeah, yeah. Save this thread for you just because it combined all of this and just to your next tweet. To the man who said, it's a beautiful day today, you don't need a mask, thanks. I'll let my cancer-filled body know that. And yes, I yelled this at him on the street. you just, by the way, you are back to your roots as Dr. Doom. You tweeted, bird flu. The culprit is a dangerous virus, H5N1. I'm trying to resist being alarmist here, but I really am. The truth is I'm seriously concerned that we are facing a major threat of a new pandemic, even deadlier than COVID and heavily targeting the elderly and young children. This virus has killed millions upon millions of birds and certain mammals. It mutates and gains the ability to transmit among humans. If it does, we could have a true global calamity. Vaccines could soon be available, but if the virus starts hitting people, the quantities of vaccine required and immediacy of need would be staggering. I would like to see global resources sufficient to deal with this challenge with the scale and urgency it warrants. Plus, our hospitals must be preparing for a huge influx if this virus gets out of control. We can do what's needed to mitigate this threat, but urgent ramping up starts now. I'm sure you lack the confidence like I do based on how we dealt and are continuing to deal with COVID.
The reason I was actually hesitant to put this out there because we have plenty of doom news on everywhere, yeah. You know, from political to campuses to the wars. Everything seems to be a problem exacerbated, in fact, by Trump and his followers. But, you know, we have to be able to chew a lot of gum and walk at the same time,
yeah.
And think about life. And we just have to. We don't really have a choice. But this H5N1 potential bird flu pandemic would be unbelievable. It would dominate everything, Stephanie. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm depressing myself. Thanks a lot.
But no, it's just the stupidity in that tweet that a guy said, oh, it's nice out. You don't need a mask. It's like that you have to explain to someone, I have cancer. I'm immune compromised. Or it's none of your business that I am wearing a mask. Maybe I'm protecting someone else. Maybe I have COVID and I'm protecting you. But it's just the stupidity of, oh, it's sunny out. Why do you need a mask? I mean, it's just, this is why, you know, it's like this every year we on Fox News, like it's snowing. There's no global warming. Look, it's snowing in New York. I mean, it's just...
stupidity.
I don't know if we're going to survive us, Doc. But anyway.
Great.
Love you, Dr. Doom.
I'd like to come to your shelter when the time comes.
Okay. Yeah. You are in our bunker. You're in. All right. Love you.
Give me a reservation. Okay.
All right. Love you, guys. Dr. Doom. There you go.
Thanks, bye. Doc.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty Nature Blend. I have admitted, Chris, to a unhealthy relationship with my dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Now that I'm single again, it's just you know this about Bonnie plays bitey kisses.
Yes.
She pretends like she's going to bite you and then she kisses you. So right. We play bitey kisses, but like for, I'm going to say, you know, 10, 20 minutes at a time. And we both start kissing really fast.
And you had a problem with a monkey feeding you.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kisses. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses need the best, and that's why I give them Dr. Marty's. They're not like my children.
They are.
Stop saying that. They are my children. They just have fur. But then so do I. I shaved the unibrow. Listen, Dr. Marty's is the best food. It's superfood. It's what I started eating when I did my health reset.
Right.
Got in the best shape of my life. It is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. They put Dr. Marty puts all. He's a doctor. He's the miracle worker, according to Forbes magazine. Don't get your dog food from a company that makes candy bars or whatever else. What do they know?
They don't know a dang thing.
Thank you. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. You can go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Stephanie Miller.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Gibson tweets, you guys were hilariously wonderful in Philadelphia. Stephen in Philly.
Hello.
Was there. Hi, Stephen.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
No, just want to say it was a great show. There was so much love in that audience, and I walked out. That show was on Saturday. Here it is Thursday, and I'm still floating.
Oh, thank you, honey. We feel the same way. You know what? That's a great word, love. You don't often find so much love at a comedy show. And that's the whole thing. Love trumps hate. That's what we hope happens in November.
The energy in the audience was just something. We gave you a standing ovation. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh,
but it was just unbelievable.
Oh, and I didn't see that.
I
thank
don't know
you.
When the next time you come in here, but I will be in the front row this time.
Oh, honey, thank you. So it means a lot. All right. Thank you, Stephen. What a sweet boy. Aw. Is that Winnie tweets, I will finally see you in L.A. for the meet and greet. Early Christmas gift to the spouse and I. So excited. That's still not till November 2nd. But get all them sexy liberals.
Get it.
By the way, this goes to the speaking of love. Love tweet from, who is this? Viva La Vermin. Y'all, I keep saying this, but it's true. I watch zero mainstream media. Every day I listen to the Stephanie Miller Show, who has the smartest and funniest guests like Bob Seska, Glenn Kirshner, Frank Luguzzi, Frangela. I peruse the Washington Post, and with Steph, you get the news without the both-siderism. If that's how you like your comedy, without the both sides, do it.
Right.
Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour is for you. Go to sexyliberal.com. Madison's up first with Representative Mark Pocan and John Nichols, then Valerie Plame in Albuquerque, and on we go.
Yes.
To Karen in Chicago in August. Hello, Karen. Hello.
Hello, good morning, and I will see you Mother's Day weekend in Madison.
Yay! Oh, I forgot. Wait. You're going to Madison. Yay! Okay. All right, go ahead.
I have to get my fix much earlier than waiting until August.
Yes.
So, Stephanie, if I may submit a disclaimer,
yes.
We all know that, thanks to Paula Poundstone, that you are not a doctor, you're not an attorney, and you're not a military expert.
Yes.
But I would also like to submit that you are also not really a journalist.
Thank
so
you.
Anybody depending on you
I'm not really
be
good
a journalist,
at anything. Thank you, Karen. Yes.
No, you're good at a lot of things. But what I would like to say with Joe Walsh, I would just like to just kind of make a slight correction on something that he said. Liberals and Democrats are not divided 50-50. We are just not on any issue. You name the issue, and definitely with the Middle East and what's going on in with Gaza, we are the majority of us are in agreement with Joe Biden that there's longstanding U.S. policy. Now we can talk about conditioning aid. But the reality of the situation is he has called for a ceasefire. He is negotiating tirelessly with, thanks to Anthony Blinken, a ceasefire agreement between the two sides. And he is calling for two-state solutions. So, this is what the majority of us believe. And free speech is one thing. Hate speech is another. You can go peaceably protest. That is absolutely an American right. But what you don't get to do is do violence. and use anti-Semitic slogans as a part of your quote-unquote free speech and protest.
Yeah.
So that is what I would like to say.
All right. Thank you. Oh, look, and you did not slam into a hard brick.
Yeah.
Yesterday was brutal, so I felt like I need to give you a little more time and cradle you gently.
Well, you did take her call 20 seconds before the end of the segment.
She's well acquainted with the hard brick.
Luckily, I had a package of peas in my freezer, so it's all good. I just applied it.
Love you.
Love you. Have a good day.
It's Head Injury Harriet calling.
Oh.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, we have Dana Goldberg coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A showdown on the campus of UCLA this morning as police moved in to dismantle the tents that had been set up, arresting some students who refused to leave. ABC's Trevor Ault, there as it happened.
This entrance basically has been ripped open. We're seeing definitely some skirmishes over here at the edge. There's been some protesters who we've already seen who have been zip-tied.
That's the sound of flash bangs behind him, not gunshots. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal for a ceasefire with Israel that the United States and other mediators hope will avert an Israeli attack on the Gaza town of Rafah. Donald Trump facing the prospect of additional sanctions in his hush money trial as he returns to court for another contempt hearing today. Police in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Investigators say the 14-year-old had tried to get inside but was stopped by the school's security system. It's under investigation. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump gave an extended defense of his approach to abortion during a campaign rally in Waukesha yesterday. He maintains his true aim is to take the issue away from Washington.
We brought it back into the states where it has to be, and over a period of time that works out, and it's taken a lot of the controversy out, and it's been a good thing. And you also have to remember, as a politician, you also have to get elected.
Some activists say they're disappointed Trump isn't endorsing a nationwide abortion ban. Wisconsin's fishing opener is Saturday. The Department of Natural Resources is warning fishers not to recycle their old fishing lines in their regular recycling. Instead, the DNR recommends bagging old fishing line and taking it to a special fishing line collection center. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Benson and Stabler still haven't kissed, much to the dismay of fans, but viewers might get their wish. The two staples of the Dick Wolf Law & Order franchise have teased fans for the better part of two decades regarding their unrequited romance. Mariska Hargitay says they almost kissed on season 24 in an episode of SVU, but the show's producers bailed at the last minute. When the actors saw that there was nothing written kiss-wise in season 25, they were surprised. Chris Maloney's character, Elliot Stabler, left SVU after 12 years. Now he heads up the cast of the show Law & Order Organized Crime, where there has been lots of crossover with SVU. Hargitay says it still might happen, but they want to hold the tension and do what is realistic for the characters, hinting that fans should not give up yet. There's always season 26, or 27, or 42. The show will never end. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today into tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today, 64, thunderstorms 55 tonight, tomorrow. Few sprinkles in the morning, then clearing warmer, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we celebrate a very special birthday. What famous bear turns 80 years old? Only you can prevent forest fires.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Animal is. Tracks.
Nobody can see it. You need to lift it up.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
There, you can sort of see it.
Yeah. Put his little fingers right in my mouth. Okay, just saying, people that like to pet animals and not shoot them in the face. That's our theme this week.
Unless they're delicious.
Stop it. Bastard person. All right. Oh, give me some more Elizabeth Warren, please, because what the world needs now is more Elizabeth Warren.
Who has Joe Biden been out there fighting for? Well, first, he's made very clear that as president, he has continued to fight to protect access to abortion. And by the way, I want to underscore that for a minute. He's not just saying, give me a House, give me a Senate, and we'll make Roe versus Wade law of the land. He's in that fight right now. U.S. military who are stationed in states that ban abortion, Joe Biden has made sure that they will still have access to reproductive care.
By the way, to her previous soundbite we just played, we went through these statistics yesterday. Mm-hmm. Trump's tax cuts only benefited the rich. Because yes. I was asking, 1% of us make $350,000 or more a year. 1%, mm-hmm. right? And so we were saying average income in the U.S., $37,000. Trump isn't going to help you.
Nope.
You're the vast majority of Americans. One more, Elizabeth Warren.
But in addition to that, who is Joe Biden fighting for? Look at what he's done. $35 insulin, canceled student loan debt for 4.3 million people across this country already. Getting rid of junk fees. Passing the biggest climate package in the history of the world, paid for by a 15% minimum corporate tax on these giant corporations that have been paying nothing.
And one last one, Senator Professor Warren.
In other words, somebody who's out there fighting every single day for hardworking people, for people who are just trying to build a more secure future for themselves. That's quite a contrast. And we need everybody in this fight for the future of America.
Thank you. Including who? Charlie Pierce, who needs to bring Elizabeth Warren with him as his dish to pass to Boston Sexy Liberal to be on panel in Boston.
Pardon me? A Kennedy?
She's been assigned a Kennedy.
He can bring her and a stray Kennedy.
Right. Everybody who crosses the border into Massachusetts
gets a Kennedy.
Gets assigned a Kennedy.
There you go. Richard Chu, hello. From WCPT Chicago, hello.
Stephanie, Chris, Jody, good morning.
Hello, Richard. Well.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Big hug, Stephanie. Karen and I were chatting this morning after my show. And, yeah, Joe Walsh, he was inaccurate. 50% of Dems are not split, as Karen illuminated, so I won't repeat that. And Bob Seth's going to text back and forth. He was patently wrong there, but that's not you to
He's used to being
that.
Wrong Joe's about most things most of his life.
Yeah, he was. He picked the wrong side. He was contributed to the problem.
Yeah.
And until he admits that and goes a full mile, you know, it's on him to clean up his own aisle 7 because he was wrong.
Right. Well, he admitted he was a divisive hole on Nicole Wallace, and that's
He's on the right side of gun control now.
Yes, he is. So, yes, with Fred Gutierrez.
So,
yeah,
we welcome
him. He's still got a long way to go until he says, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but you all need to vote for Joe Biden. That's the mile he's still got to walk.
I believe he is.
The other thing,
he is saying that.
He's getting closer. He's getting closer.
No, he is one. No, he is one of those. He's not one that's saying he doesn't know.
I don't think he said he's voting for Joe Biden.
I think he has. I think he has. Let's ask him.
Right. No, I agree with you. I'm just saying he needs to continue to encourage others to do. The other thing I wanted to say, Stephanie, in terms of giving you some love, I'm with you. Israel, Palestine, we can love the people and support the people, the citizens, and still have issues with the policies of the leaders.
Yes.
And that's what you've been saying, and a lot of people who've been who criticized you are they're wrong in that space. We can love both sides in this case because we're loving the people.
Yeah.
But we can also call out the leaders because their policies suck.
Right. And also, Richard, we just played Elizabeth Warren talking about student debts and student loans. Like, why that wouldn't be a much bigger issue to kids on college campuses than, you know, first of all, Joe Biden, who is 11 billion times more pro-Palestine than Donald Trump is, believe me.
And that's going to impact their pocketbooks and their livelihoods right now, immediately.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't care about genocide.
No.
Of course we should. But it's just,
that's the beauty.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of being a progressive, is that we can care about all these things. But I just wanted to give you some love because I know you've been catching a little bit of heat. I know you're a grown-ass woman
and
can handle it. But coming from one to the other, to let you know, you're landing as best you can in this space.
And I am doing the best I can for people that write me.
You are my radio sister on the West Coast.
All right.
You're
my radio brother from another mother. Love you, Richard.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Be well,
Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye, honey. Yeah, for those people that hope for better, this is it.
Yep.
I've reached my level. This is the best I can do. What do I say? More people call me the C word before 6 a.m. than most people all day.
And that's just your staff.
Okay, and that's our running joke because it's true.
Even before you get
Jody,
in the room.
I love you.
Even before you get in the room.
Right. What? Bob Schooley. I'm loving my Bob Schooley on the threads.
There you are.
He threaded, Fonnie Willis should promise Trump a steamy courtroom right out of To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh.
That would be funny.
I think that's a good idea. I'd rather have it hotter than colder, because then all his bronzer will, right? His hair, wisps of hair will come down. All his bronzer will melt.
Yeah. I can't imagine how hot and humid that courtroom was in To Kill a Mockingbird. Oh, my God. And Gregory Peck
and
wearing
baby
that,
can,
wearing
baby
that
can,
suit.
Yes, baby can stop whining about how cold it is. He's
busting up shiver robes here, hither and yon.
Here's my news alert. Trump is back in court for his hush money trial. His lawyer is sparring with the judge again over his gag order.
Mm-hmm.
Lock him up. Lock him up. I don't know where I got that, but... Okay. Here's the president.
Folks, here Donald Trump just said to Time magazine, it's shocking. After bragging about overturning Roe and saying women should be punished for accessing reproductive health care, he said states should be able to prosecute women and appears perfectly fine with signing a national ban that would take away IVF access. There seems to be no limit to how invasive Trump would let the state be. This should be a decision between a woman and her doctor, and the government should get out of people's lives.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, guess what? We're the small government party now.
Uh-huh.
Trump's team is scrambling to keep him out of jail, speaking of which, if he keeps running his mouth about his criminal trial. What's your what are your guesses on whether he's going to continue to run his mouth? Okay.
He's going to.
Yeah,
They're hatching a plan to keep him out of jail if the judge eventually determines it's necessary to keep him in line. They've called it the jailbreak strategy. Oh, could we have another slow-speed Paco chase? Now that OJ's gone, aren't we due for one? With the president saying they would file an emergency writ of habeas corpus, they feel certainly would win an emergency stay of the contempt order. They just are intent on creating a system of laws that only applies to Donald Trump, right, and nobody else.
Right.
The sources say the advisors told Trump they believed the stay would be granted before authorities would be able to sort out the logistical hurdles of putting an ex-president in a jail cell when he's guarded by Secret Service. Whatever. We could work those details out later. Trump has reportedly been spooked by the idea of having to be made to wear an orange jumpsuit like other inmates, but at least one lawyer close to him has assured the former president he would not be required to wear one during the criminal trial, even if he's remanded to jail. Oh, come on.
No, they don't.
Just
they
one
let you
big
wear
construction,
a suit.
Just traitorous construction cone.
They let you wear
there.
A suit in trial because there's a jury there.
Yeah.
It's not like a hearing, you know.
By the way, what was the scariest moment of the Stephanie Miller Show, the most panicky moment we've had this week? What did I say when I came in Monday? I said I think I might have left the remote to Fart Machine 2 in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I found it. Is that, I mean, and that was a, you know, a riotous show.
in Philadelphia that I remembered both the fart machine and the remote, and it got back safely to L.A. It's really what? In time for him to be back in court. Oh, that's a good one. Sounded wet.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how, you know, all the legal experts are saying this case has already been made without Michael Cohen, but I just, this one, because you know I have a bee in my bonnet about Michael Avenatti. He's such a slimy liar. Pardon me. Well, lawyer and liar. OAN, a conservative news network, had to issue an attraction and an apology to Michael Cohen after falsely reporting he had a six-month affair with Stormy Daniels. The outlet said it used a source who subsequently denied that he ever made such claims. He's such a liar. This is why you don't give him a platform.
Right.
The whole hush money scheme was cooked up by Mr. Cohen to extort the Trump Organization before the 2016 election is what OAN reported. They have to retract and apologize. Mm-hmm. And Michael Cohen said the notion that before the election I would extort the man I fervently supported and believed was about to become president all to make $130,000 that I didn't even keep for myself is beyond absurd. It's just plain stupid. Stop listening to Michael Avenatti. And, oh, God, pardon me. And I fully admit to being one of the women that thought he was hot and whatever when he was bashing Trump every day. But he's just completely soulless.
Sure. He's okay. A lawyer.
Right. Well, they're not all bad. Rob Trish is a lawyer.
He is.
And I
love
him.
My cousin's a lawyer.
With a heat of 1,000 white hot suns. My dad was a lawyer. They're not. Glenn Kirshner's a lawyer. Michael Avenatti's a Joe in Oklahoma City. Hello. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Uh-oh. Joe's not here, man.
Joe's not there, man. Why don't we carry the voice? Oh, Seth, the homo of hope.
Oh,
yay.
He needed some.
Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello, homos and homo adjacent Jody. I have a question for
who
you.
Who runs
Stephanie.
The shomo?
She is always running that shomo.
Yes.
Like no mode can. Question. Is it wrong that I put Christy Noem's face on the water bottle that I use to get my dogs to stop running around and going crazy?
Oh.
Yes, that is wrong. Yes.
Okay, so I will take her face.
Her
off.
Old
so
face
I,
or her new I just, face?
With her fancy pageant face, teeth or her old teeth?
Texas teeth face.
Okay.
Because, you know, I never have to spray the dog. I just have to hold the bottle up and
me
then
too.
Let it stop.
With Bonnie. Bonnie gets a little dog aggressive when she's 10 pounds, so other dogs laugh at her, but she gets a little like, with other dogs. And so I have a little spray bottle and I just take it out and she goes, Yeah.
There you go.
I know, it's crazy. And Lucky is just like Clyde. Cute, but as cute as he is as smart as he's not.
Don't buy the Chris LaVoy narrative. He's
dumb.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, the dog is.
No,
yeah, you were going to say
you.
Which one was dumb. Yeah. You.
We the protesters, I kind of want to underscore what you said. Let's just remember, during Black Lives Matter, like Trump had that secret green army men whisking people away without policy, without protocol.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen to these protesters. And when that happens to them, they're going to wish they were back in the day where they had Biden as their leader who's actually working, you know, through policy to try to find a solution here. It's like it is so insane that they have their anger in the wrong place. And so it makes me wonder, and maybe I'm channeling Jim Ward from the conspiracy corner, but it makes me wonder, like, who's behind this? Like, is the Trump machinery somehow behind this?
Yeah.
Because
absolutely. Who wins? Trump and Netanyahu win.
Right.
Right? I mean, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, right? Stephen Colbert on this.
The protests ramped up a couple of weeks ago after students erected tents on Columbia University's main lawn to show solidarity with Gaza. And the university president took the controversial step of calling in the police to arrest those involved. Now, even if you don't agree with the subjects of their protests, as long as they are peaceful, students should be allowed to protest. Yep. It's their First Amendment right.
Yep. Yeah, I went on to say.
Con- Cops arrested at least 100 protesters at UT Austin. This morning, they arrested at least 30 protesters at UNC Chapel Hill. Yes, college administrators are using the classic de-escalation tactic of sending in heavily armed police and threatening to call the National Guard. Photos online show police snipers set up on the roofs of buildings at Ohio State University and Indiana University, although the Ohio State University administration stated that these were state police officers, which the school also employs during football games. What are you worrying about, students? The snipers are always there.
Yay. Okay. We're going to go sort that all out when we do Durham Sexy Liberal, that whole Chapel Hill thing.
Are you?
It's all going to...
Well, you're going to be in... Because there's been some trouble at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Too. Oh, yeah.
That's coming up quick.
Yeah. I'm doing my Molesting Monuments tour. That'll
go over well.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe he's already sitting, waiting. He's just asking for a lap dance. He's on that tight iron. He wants it. Okay. Abe.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at the way Abe was bent over that pinball machine.
And he wants me to Andy J that Lincoln log. Come on. Don't you gape at me, Jody Hamilton. I didn't just start working blue today, Missy.
The park rangers frown upon that.
Yes, they do.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Animals Striking Curious Poses.
Yes.
Right? When I put down their Dr. Marty's, they're like, "Ning you, mama." Oh, they love the Dr. Marty's. I'm just saying, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses do. You know, I feel like you guys were a little judgmental about my bitey-kissy game with Mrs. Kiss as Bonnie.
20 minutes?
I don't know if it goes on that long. I'd say maybe, you know, a good 5, maybe 10. Kissy, 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 kissy. She never gets tired of it, that she thinks she looks like she's going to bite you, and then she kisses you. And every time she thinks it's funny that I've... Okay. Okay, my point is, I am very, very connected
lonely
to my... Yes. And overly emotionally involved with my dogs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But they are my children, and I want them to have superfoods like mommy eats. And so that's what this is. Mm-hmm. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, spinach, kale, blueberries. Read the ingredients. Crazy. Probably better than you eat. Come on, kids.
There ain't no McDonald's in Dr. Marty's.
Yeah, I tell you what, boy howdy. It is shelf stable, dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ugh, you know which one I mean. Unlike fresh dog foods, it's cooked with high heat. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has the optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they go crazy for. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now in a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Eye Candy Chris LaVoy and his muscles.
Oh, well.
Brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. What?
It's delicious and nutritious.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that unsolicited, it kind of was solicited testimonial. However, much appreciated.
Yes.
Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. What's your one scoop, man? And you supercharge your muscle growth, boost your energy, helps you slim down. Tony Horton, the P90X guy. Invented it. He got shingles because
shingles doesn't care.
Shingles, right. bastard person meets shingles. Didn't think he was going to make it. He's 65 now. He looks and feels better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally curling molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. It is available in whey. Or plant protein. Jody and I, of course, choose plant protein. Chris chooses whey because, you know.
Whey.
Dude. Okay, mypowerlife.com. Type in the code fitness to save 30%. Or you can, Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm into fitness. Fitness whey protein in my mouth.
Okay, thank you. All right, 57 minutes after the hour. Krista says, Dear Steph, Bonnie, and Clyde, thank you for all for your dog advocacy. I have an 11-year-old terrier rescue named Gus. He's my furry son and permanent sidekick. He has the energy of a puppy, but his eyes are starting to go, and he sometimes nips when he gets startled. Last night, he got me on my eyelid. My eye is swollen shut. I look like a sloth from Goonies.
All right.
However, I still have no intention of taking him out back to the gravel pit and shooting him. He cost me my looks and coveted sick day, but he will live. Only lunatics solve problems with guns, just saying. Now back to watching you on Free Speech TV with my
one good eye.
Solidarity, Krista in Pasadena. Non-puppy shooting in the face person. Okay.
Is that our Krista?
No, not that Krista. This is why I'm wearing my animal tracks. They rescue and rehabilitate wild animals. I wore farm sanctuary yesterday. They rescue and rehabilitate farm animals. Tomorrow I'll be wearing my eat granola, hug a tree, be kind to animals t-shirt. There is a theme. I'm not ever moving on from the Christine Ohm story. Dana Goldberg, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk with Dalia Saba from Students for Justice in Palestine about the protest at the UW.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.